Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring this podcast. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. In hundreds of locations across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's unifiedhealing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
7654321.
Hey guys, this is Liz Cambay.
This is Nikki Collin.
What up guys, this is Esther Sarkis.
Hey, this is Imani Miggy Stafford.
Hey, this is Jordan Canada.
This is Asia Wilson.
Welcome to the WNBA Nation.
The Chicago Bulls, welcome back, Michael Jordan. Let's go Bulls. Welcome back to WNBA Nation, everybody.
Bulls.
There's a little OG, it's a little bit of OG Space Jam for you. We were in between episodes here. We're recording these all in one night. But in between episodes, we were discussing just WNBA movie ideas. And so we got onto Space Jam and all of that. But that is beside the point. I have great news. Just like last episode, you get all four hosts again.
Great news,
which does
everyone.
Not happen very frequently. So I've got with me Steve and Logan and Jason all together with me. I'm Kyle Haywood, and we are excited to continue talking about March Madness. We last episode, if you haven't had a chance to listen to it, go back, check it out. We break down how we feel about the top seeds, who we think was an underrated seed, you know, what regions we think were the easiest or hardest to get through. So if you're interested in all that, go check that out. We just released that just recently. That was our episode that just came out before this one. So go back and check that out. But this episode is the four of us are going to take an opportunity to give you all the advice that we can possibly come up with on how to win your bracket pool, which means don't listen to any of this. Okay. Absolutely. Absolutely disregard anything that we give you for this episode, because more than likely we're going to end up in the bottom half of our listener ESPN pool.
Yeah, if there's a sound piece of advice that we can give, it's that if we definitively say something, you can put money on the other side of whatever we definitively say. Like if we're like, there is no chance that somebody is, you know, there's no chance that USF is losing to Marquette, that it's going to happen. So anything we say with confidence, you can reliably go against. That's the best advice I could give.
Yeah, I know there's at least a handful of UConn fans out there who are listening, just waiting to be like, I hope he didn't take us. I hope Logan didn't take us.
Logan successfully reverse jinxed the Chicago Sky into a WNBA title.
Yes, I did.
So it's real. All right. Steve, yes. Where
just to be clear, where you should still listen to us.
Yes, we
still
say,
you
really
still listen to us.
We still do know a lot.
Still listen to the show. Because the thing is, it's still impressive. You know, it's like, you know, can't believe I ate the whole thing, you know. You want to know where people can find us? Is that the question, Kyle?
Yeah. Where can people find us?
Let's make this one quick again. Head over to WNBANation.com. AOL keyword Dub Nation. Not Dub Nation. That's probably the Warriors, but never mind. WNBANation.com. That'll connect you to our socials, our merch page, many of our different ventures, some of our blog pieces, connect you to where you can listen to the show. A little bit of everything, a little bit of everywhere. Some really good stuff going on there. We're probably going to do yet another plug for our bracket community on ESPN, but we'll probably have some connection there too. But head over to WNBANation.com and get connected with us however you like to. So we'll see you there. Nickelodeon Magazine, please.
Excellent.
I think I've already done that bit, but yeah.
Well, are we ready to put on the line what our brackets look like? I'm terrified right now.
I've never been more confident.
No.
I'm way off.
I am beyond nervous because I've got a couple of, you know, a couple good upsets, as I'm sure all of us do. And I'm so confident that the upsets I'm picking are going to really, really tick off some fan bases that are going to come at me in the Twitter world and everywhere else when that team that I had up getting upset ends up making the Final Four. So with that in mind, let's actually hop in and start to go through our individual brackets and talk about them piece by piece. Now, I'm curious what you guys think. Should we go region by region and break this up? Or do we want to go big overall things first and then go into the region by region? What do you say?
I think it's fine to go region by region. Let's imagine someone is putting their bracket together and they're listening to the show and they're like, help me out, guys. I think we can start somewhere and first of all, you can just fill South Carolina in as far as you want. But after that, then you can start listening to us go region by region.
Fill them into the middle of the page, and just for fun, just keep filling them into the bottom of the page. We just want to see how far it'll go.
Let's talk that Greenville one region. South Carolina looks as good as any team has looked in the last, you know, probably nearly decade, nearly, you know, probably going back to some of those Bree Stewart UConn teams. This South Carolina team undefeated coming in to March Madness and really hasn't been given much of a scare in any of these games. They've beaten like the very top dogs such as Stanford and LSU. They've beaten them very convincingly. All right, so let's talk about some of these other top seeds. We've got South Carolina, obviously. But of your 1, 2, 3, and 4 seeds, so that's going to be South Carolina, number 2 Maryland, number 3 Notre Dame, and number 4 UCLA. Who do you have making the earliest exit of those four teams in this region? Steve, I'm curious where you go with this.
It's actually a tie. And that's crazy because that requires two teams losing at home, which is not normal. But one I think most people would probably say, which is Notre Dame. Whatever the situation is with Olivia Miles, if they're with that Olivia Miles and with Adair Mabry, it just feels like, however they match up, I have them matching up against Creighton in the second round. I don't see it going much farther than that. However, Portland Pilots, baby. I've also got UCLA out in the second round.
Okay.
And I've got the Pilots to the Sweet 16. So
you've got the Pilots beating Oklahoma and UCLA.
Am I putting too much stock in that WCC title win over Gonzaga? Yes. Is it possibly because it might be my favorite logo in all of college basketball? Also, yes. But I'm ready to have some fun with my Portland Pilots. And I know Logan's at least tickled that I'm choosing a Portland team.
This is why I love this show.
Yeah.
I didn't think anyone was going to pick the Pilots. That makes me so happy.
Yeah. And you maybe shouldn't, but
I didn't, but I'm glad
UCLA is very, very good. Oklahoma is also very good. But I think Portland they're probably one of my more sizable upsets in the first round. And I just kind of went, there's always one sneakified Sweet 16 team. And I thought, what the hell? Why not let it be the Pilots?
So I like it.
At least to make it interesting. Hey, if I'm right, cool. And if I'm not, yeah.
So you have UCLA and Notre Dame both winning their first game. Is that correct? And then losing in the second round?
Yeah.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah.
I'm curious if you have Notre Dame losing to Creighton, I think Notre Dame or that Illinois-Mississippi State group.
What's that?
Right. Do you have them losing to Illinois or Mississippi State or Creighton? I'm curious.
I have them going down to Creighton.
Gotcha.
Yeah, I think Creighton has... I'll put it this way. I also considered Creighton over Maryland, but I didn't do that.
All right.
I'm not that nuts. this region was like, we kind of know how it's going to end up, maybe. So let's try to have a little fun. And I almost had too much fun.
I like it.
I may have already had too much fun.
Well, let's compare that to what Jason's got in his bracket. Jason, what's going on with your top four seeds in this bracket? To give us your story.
Yeah, so my first out is Notre Dame. I have the exact same thing to that point that Steve does. I've got Creighton over Notre Dame. I have 1, 2, and 4 all making it to the Sweet 16. I have South Carolina advancing past UCLA. And I actually had too much fun. I have Creighton going past Maryland to meet South Carolina in the Elite Eight. So, that's the story of my top.
You.
I love it. Yeah. I wanted to have some fun with it. And I remember what Creighton did to Iowa and Iowa State last year. Creighton has
warms my cold heart.
Creighton has the horses to put some stuff down. So, I have them going to the Elite Eight. It's an attempt for me to have more fun and just be a little bit looser with my bracket this year. So we'll see how that goes. But, that's my top four. For that region.
This is
kiss you on the cheek.
Incredible.
I love it.
This is incredible. Logan.
I love it.
I want to compare what you've got with these other two.
We should have led off with me because I'm probably the most boring. We should have ended with Jason.
No, this is good. I think we could.
I also have Creighton beating Notre Dame. Honestly, I think even with the injuries, Notre Dame is probably a good enough team to get to the Sweet 16, but they just haven't been playing well on top of that. So, I like Creighton. They were the darling last year. Notre Dame is really the only one of those 1, 2, 3, 4 that I have falling, before the Sweet 16. I have South Carolina over UCLA and I have Maryland over Creighton to make the Elite Eight.
This is interesting. I think all four of us went chalk with Creighton over Notre Dame. I've got Creighton to the Sweet 16 as well over Notre Dame, which I don't think is a huge surprise. And I think it makes sense as to why.
And that'll be a pretty trendy selection.
Yeah, I agree. I agree with that. So Steve, I love your suggestion with kind of how we went with this, because I also have a tie with where my top four seeds are exiting. And that's because I have three of them exiting in the same round.
Ooh.
Yes.
Damn it all.
So when you said that, I went, all right, here we go. So
you have Marquette coming out of this region.
I have Oklahoma advancing past UCLA. I have Creighton over Notre Dame, and I've got Arizona over Maryland.
I was going to ask if anybody had Arizona. Yeah.
I think Arizona could play spoiler big time here. They played in a really tough Pac-12, as we all saw from the Pac-12 tournament. And if you've watched Pac-12 basketball, Arizona is a solid team. They've beat some really good teams this year. And I think that they are a little bit underseeded for where their talent is. I think they're probably correctly seeded for where their record is, but I actually believe that they are going to outperform, their seed here. And Maryland, as good as they have been at times, has also really, you know, struggled in certain games as well. And they've disappeared for large stretches. So that was an upset pick that I had. So my Sweet 16 in this region are South Carolina, Oklahoma, Creighton, and Arizona. So that's where I ended up. That's where I ended up with that.
I like that we all have a vastly different setup there.
Yeah, and I have even better news for Wildcats fans. I have Arizona losing in the first round. So,
so when that happens, Kyle's bracket's shot. So, all right.
Love it. I love that all of us were just like, I did a weird thing. And it was
my weird potentially things the most predictable are just going to get weirder.
I do continue Arizona into the Elite Eight against South Carolina over Creighton as well. So I've got a deep Arizona run right now. I am curious, of what we've got right now. Who is Steve's number 12 Portland, the Cinderella of the four of us from this region. Does anybody else have like a double digit seed doing anything?
Yeah.
No, my
okay. I don't.
Yeah, no, I have my only double digit is actually in line with Logan is West Virginia coming out of the first round, but that's it.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, that Arizona West Virginia game is going to be watched with heavy anticipation between us.
It's fun to learn who I'm rooting against a couple nights before the game starts.
This is great. All right.
I love it too because I'm the one with the crazy pick, but it's not really hurting anyone else's chances. It's just like pilots. Yeah. Like, let's just see.
I'm down with pilots. That's yeah. I at worst, it's a 2-round hit for me, which isn't that big. So I'd be super stoked to see them continue their awesome run that they've had. So, I am curious. Did any of us take anyone but South Carolina out of this region into the final four?
Question it.
Nope.
I didn't have that much fun. No,
me either.
No,
I was going to say, they went very quickly to my final four. Yeah. It was a very instant deal. Now it will be really intriguing to see if they get pushed in this region, if there's a team that can really cause some concern, even potentially in that second or third round, would be really interesting to see if they're even given a scare early on in this tournament. Mm-hmm. So I will say this, if you are a betting type of person, take the under on that South Carolina Norfolk State game. Norfolk State is the number one team in the country for defensive points per game. South Carolina is number four in the country. So I'm probably not a lot of buckets being scored, at least from Norfolk State. I do think South Carolina is probably going to be able to put up more points than I don't even know what conference Norfolk State's in. But South Carolina is probably putting more points up there. But once South Carolina gets the lead, I don't see them necessarily needing to push the issue. So might be worth taking the under on that game. Any other thoughts on the Greenville 1 region?
No.
Okay.
Jason, yeah, I was just going to say, now that we have all picked Notre Dame to go down in the second round, we don't give betting advice on the show necessarily and don't hold us accountable for this. But that, like I said, when we're confident, I'd put money on the other side of that.
Sorry, Creighton fans.
Let's head over to Greenville 2. And yes. This is where we've got Indiana as your number one seed. Number two seed is Utah, who has had a very strong season and kind of a somewhat surprising season to pretty much most people outside of the Utah locker room. Number three, LSU, who has only dropped two games to very good teams, one being South Carolina and the other being Tennessee. And your number four seed is Villanova, or as I like to call, they're not the Wildcats, the Villanova Maddie Sechrist show, because she is absolutely phenomenal. She's as electric a player as anybody in the country, maybe Caitlin Clark withstanding. So those are your four seeds here in the Greenville 2 region. I know we started with Steve last time, so let's go to Jason this time. What do you have for your four seeds and the story? What's the story surrounding these teams in this region?
So my first out is actually in the second round. It's Villanova falling to Washington State. I have Washington State moving on.
Okay.
I have 1, 2, and 3 all making it to the, what would that be? The Sweet 16. I have
Sweet 16.
Yeah, I have chalk 1 and 2 into the Elite 8. So yeah, Iowa, Utah. So I guess LSU's the next one to fall to Utah. And then, yeah, you've got that. I won't spoil that one yet because that's my pick to go to the Final Four, but, that's kind of where I have them falling at different points. I think Washington State, came out really good in that tournament and I'm giving them some weight for that. So I kind of see them pushing through for that. And I have Utah pushing through because I'm a homer and I've been a Utah fan my whole life. So, go Utes.
All right. Logan, I'm curious, who do you have as your earliest exit out of top four seeds?
I hate this region, first of all. So I'll just get that way. Okay. Out of the way. I have Villanova losing in the second round. but not to Washington State.
Oh,
oh no. I have Florida Gulf Coast going to the Sweet 16. So, because you have to have okay. a double-digit seed getting through. Yeah. And I was looking through my bracket, and I was just like, look, if someone's going to, you have to pick someone. The reason I said I hate this region is I really like Villanova, and I think Washington State is not just flash in the pan Pac-12 good. I think they're actually legit good. And then the other side of this region is really chalk for me, and it really shouldn't be. I have a lot of doubts about Utah all of a sudden after liking them most of the year. And I have major on-record doubts about Michigan and LSU. But I couldn't bring myself to have Michigan knocking LSU out because I don't trust either of those teams. And Angel Reese is really good. So I have the 1 and the 2 and the 3 all in the Sweet 16. And then Florida Gulf Coast at number 12.
Oh, nice. That's fun.
That stupid I like that. LSU Michigan game is so stupid.
I'm going to boring it up here since I'm really just going to go and let everybody know my Sweet 16 is chalk. I got 1, 2, 3, mm-hmm. 4. So somewhat boring, I guess you could say a little bit there. But Steve, I'm curious where you went with your top four seeds here.
I'm the same. I've got 1, 2, 3, 4 as far as that goes. It does get a little bit interesting. Logan brought up stupid Michigan. I've got UNLV beating Michigan.
Attaboy.
And then, so I've got a couple interesting pieces as far as that's considered. I do have Villanova over Washington State. I think Segrist is good enough to get to the Final Four, or to the Final Four. Holy to the Sweet 16. I'm not taking Villanova to the Final Four. Sorry, that was a lot. But I think she's good enough to get to the Sweet 16, only just. As far as that goes, though, Cleveland State's an interesting opponent. I'm not picking them. 30-4 Cleveland State Vikings is an interesting opponent. That might be an interesting matchup.
They were a fun watch during conference tournament for sure. I enjoyed that conference tournament.
Yeah, very very good.
That's good. That's a good call.
But probably the biggest upset that I have outside of that is I've got LSU over Utah. And yeah, I'll have more takes on this as we go.
Nice. So I'm curious, it seems like we didn't like super mess around with this one in general as hosts. So I'm curious what are the double digit seeds that y'all have advancing out of the first round? Like for example, for me, like I actually have 3 double digit seeds, which is probably really stupid.
No, I like it.
But I have Princeton over NC State to advance to play Utah. I've got UNLV taking on Michigan. As Logan loves to say, don't trust Michigan.
But also don't trust the Mountain West.
But also don't trust UNLV. Yeah. But I think UNLV is a good team. I think that even though they come from a conference that hasn't had a lot of women's basketball prowess lately, this is a pretty legit UNLV team. I think they're better than anyone has been that's come out of the Mountain West.
They're 31-2. They went undefeated in conference, admittedly a weak conference, and their coach is a former Stanford assistant. So there's some.
This is a good squad. This is a good squad. So I've got UNLV beating Michigan and also Florida Gulf Coast over Washington State. I'm curious other double digit seeds that you guys have coming out of this. Steve, did you have any?
UNLV is really my main one. I think a lot of it comes down to the fact that I don't think they should be an 11 seed. They probably should be a bit higher, and so that probably plays a role in that. But that's it. This was the one that might have my brain tickled at more double digit seeds as almost any other region. There were a lot of cases where, like, Cleveland State, I took a second and thought about. Princeton, I definitely took some time and thought about. FGCU, I certainly considered. I never for a second thought of Gardner Webb.
It's fun to say, though.
I don't know if Hawaii, it's just because it's Hawaii. I mean, they're 18-14, but just because it's Hawaii, there's something about, like, maybe. I don't know. But yeah,
they are back to back conference champs. They're two time conference champs, and they have the dopest preseason picture of any.
Yeah.
Their promo photos go hard.
And like I said in our pre-record, you just never know if Monmouth or Tennessee Tech come out of the depths of and just cause chaos.
I was going to mention, we haven't really talked about Indiana a lot because I'm assuming we all have them at least to the Elite Eight. I am in love with Indiana. I have them going through the Final Four. But I don't. Okay. Did anybody even consider taking them out before the Elite Eight?
No, not before the Elite Eight.
Yeah.
Sorry, I Indiana. Think they're
right. The ride to the Elite Eight's pretty easy for them.
I think that Oklahoma State and Miami are a little. If I was to pick an 8-9 matchup from any of these regions, it's that one. I'd want to play one of those two teams as opposed to the other six teams in those seeds. So that's how I felt about. I felt like Indiana had a good, like an automatic run to the Sweet 16. Yeah. So
sorry, Indiana Miami. Fans.
19-12 Miami ranked higher than 31-2 UNLV. It's just some of those things.
Yeah, no, I don't forget it. To go back to the original question, my only double digit coming out is Princeton. Though I stewed for a long time over Florida Gulf Coast. I'm just buying into the Washington State hype after the Pac-12 tourney. That's really what did it for me, but I really wanted to go with Florida Gulf Coast.
All right, the Gulf Coast train leaves on Thursday, so there's time to buy a ticket, Jason.
All right. I am curious. Let's go ahead and give our predictions. Who do you have as your final two from this region? And then who do you have going to the final four? I don't know what order we're in. Jason, let's have you say
so what you want to do. Yeah.
So my Elite Eight matchup is Indiana versus Utah. And, it'll be heartbreaking for me, but I've got Indiana taking it to the final four.
Oh, I thought you had Utah for sure.
I was.
Oh man, this was your chance.
I did for a little while. I had Utah, and then I just looked at it. And I was like,
kicking yourself.
Oh yeah,
Jason. The Final Four is in Dallas, where you live.
I am aware, and you're gonna. I will be so happy. Utah is
your team in your city.
I like that we just started calling him immediately.
We're like, Jason, you moron. How dare you make a pick? All right. I'll go ahead and share mine. It's really similar to Jason's, but I've got Indiana over LSU. I've got LSU beating Utah, and then Indiana over LSU to advance to the Final Four. Steve, who you got?
I have LSU over Indiana, and it pains me to say that because if a chunk of asbestos and drywall or a plume of leaded gas in the 1970s air were a person, it would be Kim Mulkey. But I believe really in what they're putting. I just think the run's there. I see LSU over Indiana. And by the way, I think the LSU-Indiana matchup might be the matchup of the whole tournament. I think that game might be the – if that goes – if we end up with those teams, I expect that to potentially be the NC State UConn of this tournament.
Mm. Logan.
I like where Steve's going with that. I was about to say something similar about Indiana over Utah in a game that I expect to be either a one bucket game or an overtime game or a buzzer beater game. One way or another, I think these two teams are going to be really fun to watch if they end up clashing. But I have the Hoosiers. I've been in love with them for a long time. I know they're a very trendy pick, which makes it extremely dangerous, but I'm going to stay on that train.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So far, all four of us have South Carolina in the Final Four. Three of us have Indiana in the Final Four, and one of us has LSU. So,
gosh, that hurts to say out loud. I really didn't want to go with you.
I was that felt like I was calling Steve out. I was more so saying, man, the rest of us are really boring. But this is good. Let's go ahead and take a quick break. We're halfway through our bracket here. We just want to give a quick invitation to each and every one of you who wants to join our listener bracket challenge. If you head to ESPN Women's Tournament Challenge, you can join our group. It's WNBA Nation. That is not one word. There is a space between those two words. The numbers there are 766-5729. You will only be allowed to have one bracket in our bracket challenge group. We had a lot of fun with this last year. We're hoping to do maybe some merch giveaways to some top people here. So, really looking forward to it. I know we were already getting some DMs on Twitter about, you know, what do we do with, what do we do as we're coming in? They're like, are you re-upping this? Are you re-upping your fantasy, WNBA league and everything like that? Yes, we will be doing both of those things. So go ahead and join us. The group is active right now. You can also find the link on our Twitter, head onto our Twitter at WNBA Nation Pod. You can find the link there, or which would probably be easier for you. Go ahead and check the show notes. We will also link the group into our show notes of this episode down below. So go ahead and join us. We're excited to have you.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Can we talk Seattle 4?
Yes.
Or let's go bottom. Let's go bottom left instead of Seattle 3. Are we cool with that? It's titled Seattle 4, but I like going bottom left and then bottom right. It just,
I don't know why it is, by the way. Better. I guess technically when you do quadrants, it's that order, but.
Yeah, you got to go 1, 2, 3, 4. So Stanford would be the fourth of the number one seeds. So they were the quote unquote lowest of the number one seeds. So they would match up with South Carolina in the final four if they advance. So I guess that makes sense. But for the sake of our brains, we're going to go bottom left here.
Stanford fans, you heard it here first. Kyle called you the lowest.
Steve's trying to get me canceled so fast.
Dude, I have LSU fans with pitchforks and tiki torches going to my house right now. So don't even worry.
So let's talk top seeds in this region. We've got number one Stanford, number two Iowa, number three Duke, and number four Texas. So that's where we've got right there. I am curious. Logan, let's start with you with this. We've got number one Stanford, number two Iowa, number three Duke, and number four Texas. Of those top four seeds, Logan, who do you have making the earliest exit in this region?
I'm glad you asked me that question, Kyle, because this is Logan's saucy region.
It is
a three-way tie for who I've got dropping out first in this region of the top four seeds.
Oh,
and I've got
really?
Three of them out before the Sweet 16.
Ooh. What?
I have Duke losing a defensive showdown to Colorado. That's going to be a really low scoring but really tense game. I have Louisville overtaking Texas, who I just haven't believed in all year. And I have Gonzaga knocking out Stanford at the top of the Seattle 4 region. If you don't have Caitlin Clark on your team, and you're at number like 1 through 4 seed in this region, it's going to be messy. If my bracket comes to pass, I know you're out there going, do you love Gonzaga and Louisville? Is that why you're doing this? And the answer is no. I don't particularly like Louisville this year, and I actually have a seething hatred of Gonzaga in general. I really think there is going to be some shock and some chaos in the women's bracket this year, unlike what we've seen in years past. This is where I decide to kind of, I think this is going to be the region that etches the narrative of this year. For the record, I also toyed around with Iowa losing just because I don't think they're a fully complete team. But Caitlin Clark has just showed up in so many big moments this year. It's hard to see them losing that early. So I have number 9 seeded Gonzaga getting past Ole Miss and Stanford. I have Louisville getting through Texas and then beating Gonzaga, who I think is going to be just virtually hung over from the effort it's going to take to beat Stanford. All right. And then I'm going to have Iowa beating Colorado. So my Elite Eight, my final two teams from this region are Iowa, Louisville.
Interesting. I'm glad you went first on this one. That is some solid.
So
right
you're welcome,
there.
Stanford fans.
I'll go ahead and add mine here. I've got my earliest exit is Texas, and Logan kind of hit the nail on the head there. I have been very I've been cool on Texas pretty much all season. I think that they were a little inflated preseason, and I think that kind of continued on through the season, that a lot of people were going off kind of where they were preseason. I don't particularly love where they're at this year. I think that 4 is a little high of a seed. I probably would have dropped them to a 5 or a 6. That's just me. So I've got Louisville beating Texas, but other than that, my 1, 2, and 3 seeds are all making the Sweet 16. I've got Stanford playing Louisville and Iowa playing Duke. In this region. Steve, let's go to you. What are you doing with your top 4 seats here, and who's leaving early?
You have no idea how badly I want to take East Carolina over Texas. You have no idea. I have stared at that matchup for hours. I want so badly. I love East Carolina. But I can't get over that game being in Austin. I don't anticipate them losing that first round game in Austin, which may be hypocritical when Texas loses to Louisville in Austin in the next round. But it just, I couldn't get over that. It was really hard for me to be like, I'd take them. So I was close. I was close to that being my idiot pick of the entire bracket because I really, really like East Carolina. But I've got Texas out in the second round. I've got Middle Tennessee over Duke in the second round. Middle Tennessee is kind of a sweet pick for me to the Sweet 16, which kind of rides things
pretty
easily.
I think that could be a good pick.
I think that helps in that case. But I also have Gonzaga. I nearly took Ole Miss, which is funny. That Ole Miss-Gonzaga game could be a lot of fun. I think that'll be a really fun matchup.
Yeah.
But, dang. I certainly didn't take either of them over Stanford, but I also don't think Stanford is it by any means impenetrable.
All right. So. Jason, I am curious, based on I went pretty boring. Logan went pretty wild. where are you finding a balance here? Where are you doing with your top 4 seeds, Jason?
I feel like my bracket is what Steve kind of wants his bracket to be with some of our picks, because I actually have Texas falling in the first round to East Carolina, the Pirates.
Oh,
so that's my first out.
Please,
that's my first out is East Carolina. Yeah, no, I think they're a good team.
That would be awesome.
They're a little bit unproven, but there's always something that happens in that first round, and that's kind of what I've got going on there. I also have, I believe Logan and maybe Kyle had this as well, but I have Duke going down to Colorado in the second round as well. And I have Iowa and Stanford both making it to the 16. But so I have both. I have Texas out in the first round and Duke out in the second.
Gotcha. This is good. I'm curious, any double digit seeds? I heard Middle Tennessee, going a little bit deep. I also have them beat, I have them beating Colorado and then losing to Duke. But, other than Middle Tennessee and East Carolina, any other double digit seeds that, anybody's got advancing out of the first round?
Technically, I have Georgia over Florida State, which is a 10 over a 7.
I have that one as well. Yeah.
Barely.
Yeah, I like that. I feel like the 7-10 matchup, yeah, is close. I feel like those are almost a 50-50 game. So I like that. I like that pick. I am very curious because I know Logan has Stanford exiting early. I'm very curious to see what we ended up doing. Who do you have in your Elite Eight, your final matchup out of this region, and then heading into the Final Four? Logan, you got pretty wild with this one, so go ahead and just lay it on us. Who do you have advancing out of this region?
Yeah, like I mentioned, I do have Gonzaga being the one to kind of strike the death blow to Stanford, but then I think that's going to take so much out of them that Louisville is going to get the next game, and then Iowa will beat Louisville to advance to the Final Four.
Hmm. I like it. I like it. Iowa over Louisville. Okay, solid. I actually, similar, I actually have Iowa advancing over Stanford to the Final Four. So I do have the 1 and 2 going, but I've got Iowa heading to the Final Four. Is that because I selfishly would love to see Aaliyah Boston, Caitlin Clark, Monica Zanano, like Bria Bill, like Zaya Cook? Yeah, absolutely. I would love that game. I want to see it in person. So give it to me. So yeah, I've got Iowa over Stanford. Steve, what do you have?
I was just saying, we've also seen Stanford, South Carolina. So, like, it was one of those.
That's true.
I have Iowa over Stanford, and I actually have that one fairly confidently. And I don't think it's just the Caitlin Clark show. The Big Ten tournament really taught me that Iowa is a squad. Like, they have weapons, they have abilities. Obviously, we talk about Zanano, but they have, on the defensive and the offensive side, I think they have a lot to prove as far as that piece of things. I think Stanford is as blemished as they've been, while still a very good team, as blemished as they've been. And I easily see, you know, and I just think, you know, I think a lot of these brackets stories tend to play a role. Sometimes Caitlin Clark's enough of a story that I could see it happening. But I don't know. I don't know if Caitlin Clark is the story of that specific matchup though. It's hard to see. Cause I just, you know, says, yeah,
I don't know. I'm really intrigued to see that Zanano Brink matchup. I think that will be a really 100%. Intriguing. Yeah,
because it's two very, very different bigs, but they're both very good. And it's,
you could probably even throw Hannah Jump in on that as kind of a third, you know, option, and what they're going to do with Stanford there. I agree, Steve. I think this is if this game ends up being the game that is happening, I think this might be the most intriguing matchup of any Elite Eight game that I have, is this Stanford-Iowa. I would love to see this take place.
Definitely.
Jason, bring it home. Who you got? Are you going Iowa as well, or are you gonna lean different in this region?
Now that I know everyone's picks, I wish I did. But no, I've got Stanford, Iowa in the 8, and I've got Iowa taking it to the Final Four.
Ooh.
Gosh, I'm really nervous.
Yeah, me too.
I can't wait to fly to fly to Dallas and see Stanford in the Final Four. I can't
Stanford
wait.
And Notre Dame. That'll be the first game.
Watch out SLU in the first round now.
Oh, that's so good. That's so good. All right, guys, let's head into our final region here, Seattle 3. I guess I haven't gone first as far as where our first four picks are going. So let's run through this. This is the region with number 1 Virginia Tech, number 2 UConn, number 3 Ohio State, and number 4 Tennessee. Those are the top 4 seeds there. I do have one team making an early exit, I guess quote unquote early, meaning that they're not going to make the Sweet 16. And that is Virginia Tech.
Ooh.
I have the number one seed losing, but the other three seeds advancing. I have Virginia Tech dropping to South Dakota State. I think Virginia Tech's a good team. I think Virginia Tech has some holes in their game that have not been exploited properly by some other teams. I'm probably too high on the Jackrabbits, and I'll admit that, but man, if I'm going to be high on a team, the Jackrabbits are a really fun team to go for, and they haven't had a chance to play against, you know, like some big names in a long time. And man, I just think they're just so used to winning. They're going to come in with all the confidence in the world, take on USC, and then upset Virginia Tech. But I've got Tennessee, Ohio State, and UConn all advancing. I really don't think that this UConn team is going to play like a two seed, much like last year. I think that they could be somebody who could make a very deep run. When AZ Fudd comes back onto a team, that is, she's one of the most prolific and entertaining and most skilled players in the country. So AZ Fudd obviously had a big sway on how I felt about UConn coming into this tournament. So, but that's where I'm at. I go chalk, except for my number one seed gets upset, by South Dakota State. Let's go to Steve. Where are you at with your top four seeds in this region?
I have two early outs coming out of this. I have Iowa State upending Tennessee. I just really like what I saw out of Iowa State. They had a big Big 12 upset. I'm a little lukewarm on Tennessee. I had them coming out of the first round for sure. But, man, my 17-17 Billikens.
Oh. Yes. Yes.
You got to believe. You gotta believe. I think Tennessee will win that, but still. But I've got Iowa State over Tennessee.
Steve, yes. Just so everybody is aware, Steve multiple times within the last 2 weeks has in all caps just typed the word Billikens to our group.
Billikens. Because how can
multiple
you?
Times?
And honestly, if you haven't tried Billikens. I would try it. I would give it a shot.
Hey. It's therapeutic. Billikens. By the Everyone's way, if you want to know it. What a billiken like is? Addicted. If you want to know what a billiken is, St. Louis University doesn't know either. Check their website. They have no clue what it is.
They just made it up.
They're going with it. I love it. But I've got Iowa State over Tennessee, and I've got the Tar Heels over Ohio State in the second round.
Okay. Nice.
So
I like that. Let's go ahead with Jason.
Yeah.
Who do you have? Tell us the story of your top four seeds.
Yeah. So, I fall in line, pretty well. I've got, Virginia Tech, Tennessee, and UConn all making it to the Sweet 16. And I have the same thing Steve just, talked about. I've got Tar Heels over Ohio State. I think Ohio State's a really good team, but okay. I don't know that they're a good team every night. And I saw an opportunity for the Tar Heels to take it to the 16.
Okay. The solid. Yeah. I agree. I think Ohio State is a little suspect. I think they've played great at times and also have disappeared at times. Mm-hmm. So, you know, take that Big Ten tournament final as example A of it, you know, making a run to the final and then just absolutely not showing up at all in a game. So I like it. Logan. Your top four seeds, and who's anybody exiting early before the Sweet 16?
Yeah, there's an early exit. I wanted to be more saucy in this region, but ultimately I wussed out. So I have Iowa State over Tennessee in the round of 32. That's really it. I have Virginia Tech, Iowa State, and then Ohio State, UConn. This region's tough for me because I think there's three teams that have a massive difference in their floor and their ceiling potential. So Ohio State, we've seen be like just completely bottom out and lose three or four games in a row. And we've seen them get some impressive wins. We haven't seen Iowa State bottom out, but I kind of adore the Cyclones for their ability to beat anybody on a given day. They have wins over Texas. They have wins over Oklahoma. They have some good stuff in there this year. They also have some like Grizzly losses that I don't like very much. So it's just hard to know what to do with them. Originally, I really wanted to have them in my Elite Eight, but the road for Iowa State is miserable. I think Toledo's a really tough first round matchup. Tennessee is a team all year long. They're my third team that's just got a big swing between how bad or how well they could play, just depending on how they show up. But Tennessee all year long is pretty much just beat who they're supposed to beat. And then what's glaring to me about them is their record against the top 25 is 1-8. Right. Which is just gross. So it really comes down to what you think of Iowa State. If you think they're a top 25 team, which I do, I have them over Tennessee because that's just out of the Vols' ability to handle. So anyway, that's a long way of saying I have a 1-5 and a 3-2 matchup. The Ohio State to the Sweet 16 thing freaks me out. I don't like it one bit. I don't know why I did it. I think UConn actually should be glad that they are the 2 seed in this region because I think the winner of Baylor, Alabama is a pretty soft opponent. And then you either get North Carolina or Ohio State, most likely, which is another pretty soft opponent. And then you're in the Elite Eight.
What a very UConn situation to fall into.
It really is. It really is because I think that Virginia Tech is the weakest of the 1 seeds. And Ohio State at a 3 is exactly everything that Logan just said. Tennessee and Iowa State are exactly everything Logan just said. UConn has a great, great region to be in if you believe all of what Logan was just talking about. So,
For the record, I do think the Hokies Cyclones game, if it does happen, that matchup should be very, like, aside from, I think, Utah, Indiana, that's probably the matchup I'm most looking forward to if that's what ends up happening.
I'm curious, before we go into our Elite Eight Final Four predictions, any double digit seeds that we have advancing out of the first round here? I think it's cool. You guys, a couple of you had some North Carolina love. I have North Carolina losing to that Purdue, St. John's play in. I actually like both Purdue and St. John's. I think both of them could make some noise. So I've got them beating North Carolina, but losing to Ohio State. And I've got Alabama also beating Baylor. I think Baylor is just fine. And Alabama isn't necessarily turning my head either, but I think they played in a little bit tougher conference in the SEC. So I think they're a little more battle tested than Baylor. But again, a 10-7 doesn't feel like I'm making a big call there. So that's about where I'm at. Steve, how about you? Any double digit seeds you've got?
Pretty much just have Bama over Baylor, and that's mostly probably because it's easier to write Bama with a pen.
I like it.
I was flip a coin on that matchup.
Jason, any double digits?
To make up for all the Ohio people that are mad at me for picking them out in the second round, I've got Toledo making it past Iowa State in the first round. So there's my Ohio love is giving Toledo the boost.
That's the nice. That's the one. That's the one. I really like Toledo. I actually wish Toledo would have gotten disrespected more and that they were the 13, because I would have picked Toledo over Tennessee probably just for funsies. Mm. But I don't have Toledo or St. Louis advancing as much as I wanted to.
Those two teams would be so fun to pick, and I didn't do either.
So obviously Toledo. James Madison would be the double-digit seed advancing from this region. Yes. Nobody talked about
honestly,
that.
Honestly, as a suspect as Ohio State has looked, why not? Take JMU all the way.
James Madison never had a son. Then he fought the War of 1812. James Monroe's colossal nose is bigger than Pinocchio's. Sorry, Animaniacs.
Who do we? Where are we? I lost our Logan. Any double digit seeds that you've got?
I've got South Dakota State as my only non chalk pick in that first round in that region.
Gotcha.
That's pretty much it.
Okay, let's talk our predictions from the Sweet 16 into the Final Four. Right now, as I've got it, I've got South Dakota State, Tennessee, and then Ohio State, UConn, and I've got Tennessee and UConn advancing out of that. I would love to have a Tennessee UConn like battle, like the heated rivalry between those two schools, and they're both battling it out for an appearance in the Final Four. Man, like if I could write just a fun story that was would be full of drama, that would get a lot of eyes. I'm totally in on like stories within March Madness, and I think that's a fun one. But I do have UConn advancing again. The return of AZ Fudd is just. I may be putting too much stock into it, but I think UConn has looked significantly better with a little bit of healing out of the injuries that they've struggled all season. So I don't think UConn is at all an underdog. I think they are the favorite to win this bracket, and that is reflected in the favorite to win this region, I should say, and that's reflected in my bracket here. Steve, talk to me about your trip to the your road to the Final Four here.
I don't quite know what everyone is seeing in this like 1 week to the next resurgence for UConn. I mean, obviously they won their tournament handily. I think adding AZ Fudd in full strength obviously makes them a great team, but I don't fully see it. That said, I do have them up to the Elite Eight because I don't necessarily see the Tar Heels completely shocking the world. I have Virginia Tech over UConn, and I have VT making it to this Final Four and kind of being the darling of this Final Four crew. And a lot of it is because I've watched this team win a lot of fun games this year, but I'm not going to lie. If I gave this bump to Portland and I gave this bump almost to East Carolina, damn it. Virginia Tech has the best uniforms in basketball right now. Not college basketball, in basketball. They are gorgeous. And if you think I'm being stupid, using that as fuel for picks, there are people whose dogs are currently picking their brackets. So I'm allowed to do this one time for a big, big shot. And I'm putting the Hokies with that beautiful script and that orange on that dark red, which shouldn't like scientifically work, but it does. And I'm putting them in there, and not just because of their look. I also just think they're a really good team. I think they play very concise, and I think they'll have the horses to upend a UConn team that may not have their squad as intact enough to make this deep of a run. I think if there obviously was ever a year you could bump them, it would be a year like this. And I've generally picked UConn in the Final Four for the last several years, so I might as well make it a first time.
Love it. Jason, talk to me about your road to the Final Four here.
So I believe, Kyle, my Elite Eight game is the same as yours, Tennessee-UConn, and my conclusion is the same. So I have Tennessee beating Virginia Tech, I have UConn beating UNC in the Sweet 16, and then I have UConn beating Tennessee in the Elite Eight to go on to the Final Four.
Nice. Okay, so we got a Hokie, we got two UConns. Logan, it's coming down to you. Let's take a look at Logan's trip to the Final Four out of the Seattle 3 region.
I'm trying to be confident in this. I have Virginia Tech beating Iowa State, and I have UConn beating Ohio State, and then UConn over the Hokies to get to the Final Four. The reason that I am scared is because I've kind of unintentionally put the four teams that I believe are the four best teams in women's college basketball in my Final Four. And that's never how it works. That is never, ever how it works.
Logan, I believe you and I have the same exact Final Four.
And it's not just single elimination tournament. Something's going to go wrong. That's never how it works. But I kind of accidentally did that. So
wait, do three of us have the same Final Four? I think Jason, what's your Final Four?
South Carolina, Iowa, Indiana, UConn.
That's mine, and that's yours as well, right?
That is mine as well.
Right, Logan? Oh, this is stupid.
That is not good.
Y'all can suck it.
That is not good.
That's not good. We've got three of us with the same Final Four.
I haven't won with Indiana. I should have put Utah through. They score 100 points a game. I should have. Yeah, it's too late now, but someone else should. I can't do it.
If Jason doesn't get to pick them, neither do you.
That's right. Kind of, yeah.
I was going to say, Steve, I got a lot of respect for you because you you varied it up apparently from where the other three of us went with this. You'd think that we had filled this out together, but yeah, that's wild that three of us have the same final four.
I hate the Seattle three region because there's not a single pick that if I put them in the final four, I'd feel good about.
Mm-hmm. I felt the exact same way
with the single one. I went up and down like the up to like six and went like, oh, let's toss them in the fun. And it just didn't feel right.
Yeah.
And that's why, like, putting VT in there is just like it's just because I just don't feel it with the UConn this year. I don't know how to explain it other than, like, I don't feel it. But when you do the matchups, I see how people end up with having them back in the Final Four. It's just a weird setup.
It's crazy that Stanford isn't more prevalent in our collective Final Four because we've seen them there before and they're a one seed. They're really good. What's even crazier is I think if you showed us all this bracket at the beginning of the year, we'd all be looking at the three seeds like, I like Ohio State. I like Notre Dame. I like LSU. Maybe, I don't know, like Duke even, we haven't really talked about at all. And we just don't have, I don't think any of us are really giving the three seeds much of a nod against the top eight teams.
Yeah, I think other than LSU advancing, right? I think Steve has them out of the one region. But other than that, yeah, not even a single sniff into not much into even the Elite Eight out from us across the board. I think those three seeds again, Notre Dame, I think, is understandable that we would not be hot on Notre Dame. I think Ohio State's understandable we're not hot on Ohio State, but I think that Duke and LSU, I might be disrespecting those two.
I have Colorado making a little bit of a run, but a Duke, like one of the best defenses in the country, matchup against Iowa's super hot offense. That's kind of what I have projected with Colorado, but like that's a very interesting game that I'm sure a lot of people do have because they probably win a little more chalk. So
that's exactly what I have. And Duke's Iowa's they're like a top 5 points per game. They got to be up there. And Duke is number two in defensive points per game. So that would be an interesting matchup. Anyway, well, there you have it, everybody. Those are our picks. Let's talk Final Four really quick before we head out. I hope you all enjoyed this episode as we're going through. And I love talking brackets. We love talking predictions. And we can't wait to all of you to absolutely flame us on Twitter when our picks just blow up in our face really quick.
It'll be fine.
Let's go through our Final Four into national championship. So you've heard all of our Final Fours. I want to hear who everybody has making the title game and who you have predicted as your national champion coming out of Dallas on April 2nd. Let's go ahead and get right back to our original starting point. I believe that was Steve. Steve, you've got, I think, the most interesting Final Four of the four of us. So who do you have matching up in your national title game? And who do you have emerging as your winner here?
I think I have Noble Good over Chaotic Evil. I've got South Carolina over LSU in the final.
Ooh, I would be so down for that game.
I think, and it's a lot of narrative in my head. I like the idea of South Carolina being able to say, who are some of the main stars that have run their way through this bracket? Hand me Caitlin Clark. Let's put that down. Hand me Angel Reese. Let's put that down. And also LSU trying to get a redemption opportunity is interesting to me. But also just there is something satisfying about Dawn Staley over Kim Mulkey as well. I don't think, listen, if you're an LSU fan, you're just not going to want to listen to me, and I'm putting you in the final, and that's what's weird about it. But like, so that's kind of where I see it. I don't like it. I like South Carolina, but I don't necessarily like, I wish I was more fun, but that's where I'm seeing it.
Okay. I think that would be a really fun narrative. No. I was going to say, I think that's a really fun narrative, that redemption opportunity for LSU. And I do like your call out there that South Carolina would have then an opportunity to overcome some of the bigger name stars in this entire field. So I think it's a, I think that would be a fun title game. Mm-hmm. Jason, let's go to you. Who do you have in your emerging out of your Final Four? Who do you have in the title, and who's your
okay,
champion?
Okay, so South Carolina, Iowa, I think it's going to be a really good game. I'm excited to watch that one if it does come to fruition. But I do have South Carolina pulling out of that one in what I think is actually going to be a close and a very interesting and exciting game. On the other side of the bracket, and I said this actually in our last episode for the listeners who caught both episodes, I genuinely believe that the two people or the two teams that had to be one seeds were South Carolina and Indiana. And so I stuck with that. So I've got Indiana beating UConn, I would say fairly comfortably. I think Indiana is a good notch above UConn there. And in the words of Coach Dale, welcome to Indiana basketball. I'm going with the Hoosiers to win it all.
Attaboy.
Yeah, okay. Good for you. Let's do it.
Oh man, which means that Indiana definitely is going to win because Jason's been so good in brackets lately.
To pull the curtain back. So one of the things, because the last 2 years I've been very close to the top of our group pool, but I haven't quite been able to be on top. And part of the reason is because when you get to the end there, everyone has like the same team as the top team. And so the opportunity to win essentially goes away because, you know, it doesn't matter how it shakes out. There's not really a chance to jump. And so in my mind, it's like, hey, if I can get back into that top five, you know, this at least gives me the chance to jump because I bet you I'm there with four other people who all pick South Carolina. So this is a little bit of strategy in terms of bracket. But also, as longtime listeners of the show know, Kyle and I have an affinity for the Hoosiers. And so it also just feels good to pick them.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do. I like it, Jason. Logan, give me your title.
I really like Jason's thinking there. Typically, when there is a team that just looks utterly dominant in the men's or women's bracket, I pick against them in the final or in the Final Four just to make sure that my bracket is different from other people's. And I've very proudly picked against like some of the, like, oh, there's no way they're going to lose type teams. I didn't have it in me this year. I have South Carolina over Iowa in the Final Four. And I have Indiana beating UConn almost purely because that was the pick that I got harassed for last year. And so I have it again this year in the Final Four. And I don't know if it'll be as comfortable as Jason said, but I do think UConn will be glad to step aside and let Indiana have the honor of getting waxed in the championship game by South Carolina.
All right. So you've got South Carolina over Indiana.
I think this South Carolina team is one of the best we will ever see. And I, Logan, almost out of respect for that, I feel like I had to just commit, even if it's what everybody's going to have.
I feel you. I think Logan and I have spent too much time talking college hoops this year. We have the exact same Final Four and the exact same title game. I also have South Carolina over Indiana. Man, it would be dope if, like, our, like, just all craziness, and it ends up being like, you know,
I hope
Maryland and Stanford on that side of the bracket instead of South Carolina, Iowa.
I hope West Virginia knocks Arizona out Thursday morning and the rest of your bracket is just like, well, I can't get ahead of Logan now because Arizona let me down. I would really enjoy that.
Oh, that would be likely to
I'll
happen.
I'll put it this way. I sincerely want my bracket blown up. Like, I want... Like,
absolutely. Yes, I'm okay
South
with that.
Over LSU, South Carolina over LSU. Just, I feel like that slack jawed bumblehead hick country singer on TikTok who has that like Roll Tide Go Vols SEC song. SEC final and South Carolina LSU and blow it up.
I'll tell you right now who
like,
should be excited.
Hawaii,
after.
Go Warriors, like blow my bracket up.
Now, after this episode, me. The following fans need to be celebrating. Michigan, Texas, Tennessee, Creighton, UCLA, Oklahoma, basically everybody in South Carolina's region.
Notre Dame.
Yeah. All those teams.
All of you should be stoked. So,
like, freaking Norfolk State.
Ohio
like,
State.
Like, make history.
I love this. It was a lot of fun. I didn't realize, generally speaking, just so everybody's clear, generally speaking, when we do things like brackets and we do things like predictions, we do honestly, hardly anything. We rarely have this much agreement. This is maybe a first for our show. I think there's oftentimes that we have a lot more disagreements. I will say that it is a little bit par for the course that Steve and I have a difference of opinion. I knew he and I would end up on other sides, but it is interesting that even with Steve's slight differences overall, there's so many similarities in a lot of our brackets this year. So with that in mind, we hope you all enjoyed this episode. I know we went pretty long here, but we hope you have as much fun filling out your bracket as we have had with ours. Now you're hearing our brackets pretty much right before these games are getting started. So now you can judge us and go ahead and join our bracket pool if it's not too late. WNBA Nation on ESPN Women's Tournament Challenge. Go ahead and hop in there. And we're excited. We hope to see the largest amount of participation that we've ever had in that bracket pool. So invite your friends, you know, send out Twitter, every, you know, tweets or whatever you want to do. Share it with anybody else that you think enjoys women's basketball. And let's have a good March. Guys, it's here. The March Madness Tournament is here. And I'm excited. I can't wait to our group chat. My phone battery is absolutely going to be shredded over the next several weeks because of all the notifications flying in from you three. And I can't be happier about it. So thanks for listening, everybody. For WNBA Nation, I'm Kyle Haywood.
I'm Steve Space Nation.
I'm Jason Snow.
And I'm Logan Jones.
And we got you next time.
No, I'll see you in the lobby later. You told me.